In many countries, women face multiple challenges when seeking employment, starting a business, or doing anything that will economically sustain their lives and those of their families. According to Sightsavers International, a British non-governmental agency that aims to prevent avoidable blindness and ensure equality for the visually impaired, global GDP would increase from $106 trillion to $127 trillion if women were employed at the same rate as men. Overall, the World Bank data indicates that failure to employ more women reduces a country's economic growth by 20% on average. 41-year-old Michelle Madao from Zimbabwe is a beautician living with osteogenesis imperfecta, a brittle bone disease. Despite her disorder, she attempts to help people like her who need to learn how to run a business.
I'm mentoring upcoming beauticians who are disabled, speaking to them, helping them build up their own businesses. Whatever line of business that I am familiar with, I'm always there to assist them because I also want to see them win, just like I'm winning right now.
Lydia Rosasi, 29, works at the office of the Kenyan government spokesperson, where she leads inclusive communications. Rosasi works every day to ensure that people living with blindness, deafness, and other disabilities are not left behind when the government communicates with its citizens. She says she bettered herself to stand out in the job market.
For me, one of the greatest pillars in terms of navigating this double bias has been education and skills development. In 2021, I joined the IT Bridge Academy, and you know, at that time, the digital skills were gaining a lot of prominence in the job market. So it gave me confidence and the capability that opened my doors.
Many African women struggle to get jobs, either because they were married off or became mothers at a young age, leaving them unable to finish their studies. Others encounter discrimination or sexual violence in their workplaces. Experts say empowering girls with education and allowing them to finish school is one way to reduce the gender employment gap. Liana Jones works on economic empowerment at Sightsavers. She says closing the gender gap requires policy reforms and cultural change.
In terms of closing the gender gap in employment and entrepreneurship, this really requires coordinated interventions at multiple levels. At the policy level, we need to eliminate discriminatory laws and regulations that restrict women's economic participation. For women with disabilities, we need specialised approaches that address both gender and disability-related barriers simultaneously. And lastly, we need to challenge social norms through engagement with community leaders, men and boys.
According to Equal Measures 2030, a coalition of national, regional and global leaders from feminist networks, civil society and international development, in at least 77 countries, women are not allowed to work in the same jobs or sectors as men. In Africa, only 5 countries have a full set of laws mandating workplace equality for women. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.